जीवनं सर्वभूतानां जीवनं सर्वभूतेषु तपश्चास्मि तपस्यसु. So, if we want to realize God, it is very simple. There is no difficulty. But unfortunately, we do not want. That is our deal. Somebody has objection to go to the temple. Why shall I go to the temple? That's our life. You do not go to the temple, but what is the harm to think of Krishna or God when you drink water? What is the loss? Suppose while you are drinking water, and as it is said in the Bhagavad Gita, rasoham avsukanti, that taste, that nice taste of water is God. So if we remember smaranam, smaranam is one of the process of devotional service. Saranam kirtanam Vishnu, smaranam padasevanam archanam vandanam dasyam sakhyam atmanivedanam. So we can adopt either of all these processes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Even one is sufficient. If you cannot execute the 9 different processes, one is also sufficient. It is so easy. Just like Parikshit Maharaj, he was warned that within 7 days he will meet with death. He was cursed by so-called Brahmin boy. He was cursed. Parikshit Maharaj accepted that. And he was preparing himself for death. That is our Vedic process. Until the next death comes, we have to prepare ourselves for the next birth. Not that we shall die like cats and dogs. No. There is a chain of progressive march from aquatics to plant life, trees life, then insect life, then birds life, then bees life, then human form of life, then you can promote further yourself to the higher planetary system, Tapalok, Janalok, Sargalok, Mahalok. There are human beings, they are also human beings, but with great intellect, the standard of happiness, better, far, far better, 1,000 times better, as you go more and more on the upper planetary system, you get more and more standard of living higher, up to Brahman law. But nowhere you can get immortality. That is not possible. If you want immortality, then you will have to go to the Vaikuntha Lok, far, far away from this material world. Paras tasmatu bhava anya bhaktya bhaktya sanatana. That is sanatana. So anywhere you like, you can go. But you have to prepare yourself. They are trying to go to the moon planet, but it is not so easy. Moon planet, so far we get information from the Vedic literature, that is also one of the heavenly planets. There, the inhabitants live for 10,000s of years. These descriptions are there. Now, how you can enter moon planet without being qualified for it? Suppose if you want to go to America, they have got their immigration department, and they very scrutinizingly they examine whether you can be admitted as an immigrant or citizen, or even as visitor. So, if so much restrictions are there within this planet, how do you expect there is no restriction and you can enter the higher planetary system by your whim? It is not possible. Why do you think like that, that there is no human being or intelligence? These are false assumptions. Shastra chakshushyat. You have to see through the shastras. What I am speaking, not that I have gone to the higher planetary system, but I am speaking from my knowledge received from the Vedic literature. That's all. Shastra chakshushyat. Therefore, the injunction is that you should see through the shastras. Otherwise, it is not possible. In the Bhagavad Gita, it is also said, Janti deva vrata devan, devan, devaloka. This is called bhuloka. Above this, the planetary system is called bhubarloka. Then saraloka, then janaloka, then mahaloka. In this way, there are different status of higher planetary system and lower also. Tal, atal, mital, talatal, patal, rasatal, like that. These are descriptions. So, who goes to the upper planetary system and who goes to the lower planetary system, or lower grades of life? That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Urdhanga chanti sattasva, sattasva. Those who are situated in the modes of goodness, they are promoted to the higher planetary system. Urdhanga chanti sattasva, madhye tishtanti rajasa. Those who are under the modes of passion, they remain here. And those who are under the modes of ignorance, they go to the lower planetary system or to the animal kingdom. So we understand from Vedic literature, these things are there. In another place, it is said, Janti deva vrata devan, pitrin janti pitri vrataha, bhutejja janti bhutani, madjajinopi janti mam. Now, if you want to go to the planetary system where Krishna, Narayan, are residing, Vaikuntha planet, then you have to prepare like that. You have to become a devotee. Without devotion, you cannot understand where the Vaikuntha planetary systems are. That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyama mabijanati. Krishna said, only by devotional service one can understand me. Krishna said. The karmis, jnanis, yogis, they can be elevated to the higher planetary system. Karmis can go up to the sarvaloka. The jnanis can go to the janaloka, mahaloka. And the bhaktas, they can go to the Vaikuntha planets or Krishna loka. These are the descriptions. Janti deva brata devan, putrin janti pitri brata, bhutejja janti bhutani, madjajinopi janti ma. So, there are many so-called shamis, they say that whichever form of God you worship, you are elevated to the same place. The demigods, the forms of the demigods, generally they worship just like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, Goddess Durga, Kali, Ganesh. They have also got their different planetary system. But Bhagavad Gita says, Janti Deva Vrata Devan. Deva Vrata, those who are worshipping demigods, they will be promoted to the respective planetary system. Madhyajinopi Mam. It is not that if you worship Goddess Kali or Durga, you go to Vaikuntha. That is not possible. We don't find these things in the Vedic literature. It is very practical to understand. If you purchase a ticket for going to Delhi, how you can go to Calcutta? Similarly, if you are preparing yourself for going to the moon planet, how you can go to the sun planet? Or if you are preparing to go to the sun planet, and how you can go to the Satyaloka, Brahmaloka, like that, the highest. So, Krishna says, Jivanam sarvabhuteshu tapas chasmi tapas vishnu. So all these planetary systems are attainable by tapasya, not very easily. Tapasya, you have to prepare yourself. Without being prepared, it will not be allowed. The same example, if you want to go to some nice country even within this planet, you have to prepare yourself for passport, visa, and other bank balance, P4, so many things. So, the tapasya is performed for being promoted to the higher planetary system. But the best tapasya is to be promoted to the Vaikuntha loka. Tapo divvam. Rishabhdev says that if you are undergoing tapasya, then you perform it for going back to home, back to God. Tapasya means, tapa means voluntarily accepting some uncomfortable position. There are descriptions, you know, that sometimes tapasya is performed in summer season in the midst of fire, In the summer season already the temperature is very great, and still some tapasvi, they sit down within the blazing fire, an all-round fire. And similarly, in winter season, they dip up to the neck in the water and chant Gayatri Mantra and other mantras. So there are different processes of tapasya, which is called Kritcha Sadhana. Very difficult execution of spiritual life. But in this age, these things are like stories. It is not possible. Sometimes they say, we shall go to Himalaya and execute tapasya there. But it is very, very difficult. It is not possible. And Krishna knows that in this age, when people are of very short duration of life, prayana alpaya ayusha, at the present moment, our duration of life is not very long. Nobody lives 100 years. Formerly, people, I have seen my grandmother died at the age of 96. So, my father died at the age of 84. But gradually, it is reducing. Perhaps we may not go so far. Maybe it is all depends on Krishna's will. But generally, the duration of life is reducing. Memory is reducing. Strength is reducing. Compassion, kindness, reducing. At the present moment, if on the high road we see somebody is being killed, nobody takes sympathy. What is the use of taking bothers? At least this is going on in Western countries. They don't care. So sympathy, compassion, mercifulness, duration of life, strength of the body, memory, all these things are now reduced. Gradually they are reducing. This is the age of Kali. Besides that, we are very slow. Human life is meant for God realization. But we are not very serious about it. Mandya. Mandya means very slow. And Sumandamata. And if one is not slow, he'll accept something bogus. If somebody says bogus thing, that is very easily accepted. And if something is said authorizedly from Vedic literature, people are not very much interested. If somebody says that I will give you a special mantra, within 6 months you will become God, that is very welcome. And as soon as one is directed to undergo tapasya, here it is said, tapasyasmi tapasya. If one is advised to become a tapasvi, that is not possible at the same time. Nobody can become tapasvi in this age due to so many disadvantages. Therefore, in this Kali Yuga, Shastra has given us concession that in this age, simply if you chant Hare Krishna mantra without any offense, or with offense, never mind. You'll gradually become offenseless by chanting and chant. Then gradually you develop all your spiritual consciousness without any difficulty. This is the only recommendation for the people in this age. There is no difficulty. There is no cost. And if there is any gain, why don't you try for it by chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Iva Kivalam, Kalo Nastiva, Nastiva, Nastiva Gatiranatha. Three times, it is in the Brihat Naradiya Purana. Three times it has been stressed. There is no other alternative, no other alternative, no other alternative. No other alternative means karma, jnana, yoga. You cannot achieve success by the path of karma kandiya vichara. In the Vedas, there are three kinds of processes: karma kanda, jnana kanda, upasana kanda. Therefore, Vedas are sometimes known as trayi, three different. So here it is said, nasteva, nasteva, nasteva gatiranatha. If you think by karma kanda process, you will make your life successful. It is said, no, nasteva. If you think by jnana kanda process, you will make your life successful. Then again, nasteva. If you think by upasana kanda, you shall make your life successful. That is also nasteva. That is not possible. Karma kanda means sacrificing big, performing big sacrifices. Jagga. Jagga dhyana tapas. Either by performing big sacrifices, or by giving in charity, yoga dhyana tapasya, or by undergoing severe austerities. Those who have got money, they can give in charity to the proper person, not charity for the sake of name or without any knowledge. There are three kinds of charities also. If you give in charity to the proper place, dātabham, then you are spiritually elevated. If you give charity with a motive that I shall get good name or I shall get some benefit, that is in the modes of passion. And charity given without any consideration. Suppose you give charity to a rascal thief, that means you encourage him to commit sinful activities by stealing. So you shall be responsible. But if you giving charity to a nice Brahmin or Vaishnava because actual qualified Brahmin or Vaishnava, they are engaged in Krishna's service. They have no other occupation. Therefore, whatever charity you give, your money will be engaged in the service of Krishna. So you get the benefit. That is called dātabham. that here you should, you must. That is sati. So these are all described in the Bhagavad Gita. If we read carefully, we can understand all the processes of self-realization, and we may make our choice. But here Krishna says, tapaschasmi tapasheshu. Oh, that means that I am the ultimate goal. I am the ultimate goal for the tapasya. If you are undergoing different types of austerities and penance, it is to be understood that you are searching after Krishna. And ultimately, by your successful execution of penances, you will meet Krishna. Therefore Krishna says, tapaschasmi tapasishu. So tapasya, we should accept for searching out Krishna, not tapasya for sense gratification. Just like a tapasya is undergoing severe austerity, and similarly, an ordinary man is going to work in the factory from 6 to evening 6 or more than that. This is also a type of tapasya, because tapasya means voluntarily accepting some unfavorable condition, not very comfortable condition. That is called tapasya. So one has to work very hard in the factory day and night. That is also tapasya. That tapasya for sense gratification, that is not recommended. The recommendation is tapa divyam, undergo penances and austerities for divyam. Divyam means for spiritual realization. Then what will be the result? The result will be tapo divyam jina suddheta satta. If you undergo severe austerities for self-realization or God-realization, then your existence will be purified. Jena suddheta satya, existence. Now my existence, your existence, is depending on this body. But this body is not pure. Therefore, we have to give up this body and we have to accept another. But if you purify your existence, the next birth you will get such a body, will never be annihilated. Jadgatyana nivartante taddhama paramam. These things are there. Therefore, tapodibbam, if we at all undergo severe austerities, not for manufacturing a lethal weapon, but for self-realization, and that will make my existence purified. And what is the result of being purified? Rajasma brahma sokham anantam. Brahma sokham. We are all hankering after happiness, but any happiness within this material world, that is temporary. But if you attain Brahma Sokham, Brahma happiness, then that is Anantam. It will never end. He will be Ramanti Yogina Ananti. That is eternal, perpetual happiness, blissful life. The human form of life is meant for this realization. Manasam Arthadam. This Manasam, this human form of life, is meant for giving you something substantial, Arthadam. Not Arthadam means to get some hundreds or millions of dollars. Arthadam means that you get eternal life, eternal blissful life. That is Arthadam. That can be achieved within the duration of this human form of life simply by executing the different processes of devotional service. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu, Smaranam Padasevanam, Archanam Bandhanam Dasyam, Shakyam Atmanivedam. Simply by hearing, just like we are discussing here, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. If you kindly come here and if you continue to hear, then all perfection you will get. You don't require to be a Sanskrit scholar or very educated or scholar or rich, nothing. Ahoituki apratihata, all these material conditions, neither they can help you nor they can stop you from your spiritual progress of life. It is so nice. Simply, that is recommended by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that because in this age people are very much embarrassed, they cannot adopt any prescribed method of self-realization. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has recommended that you remain in your position. It does not matter what you are. You may be a very great scholar, or you may be illiterate, you may be a medical man or engineer or ordinary man. It doesn't matter. Sthane sthita sutigatam tanumang manovi. You remain in your position. There is no need of change. Sanmukharitang bhavadiyavartam. We have to simply hear from the right source the message of Krishna. That will be sufficient simply by hearing. Parikshit Maharaj, as I told you, Parikshit Maharaj, for 7 days, he simply heard from Sukadeva Goswami. He did not execute any other form of devotional service. He simply gave oral reception to the words received from Sukadeva Goswami. That is called Saranam. And similarly, Sukadeva Goswami, he simply chanted Srimad Bhagavatam. He got a nice audience, nice student like Parikshit Maharaj, and he went on speaking or chanting Srimad Bhagavatam. So, both of them, the hearer and the chanter, got perfection. So, Parikshit Maharaj got perfection simply by hearing, and Sukadeva Goswami got perfection simply by chant. So, Savanam Kirtana, Vishnu, about Lord Vishnu or Krishna. And then Smaranam, Varanam Prahlad Maharaj, his father tortured him like anything, and he was simply remembering Narayana. All right, let my father torture me. So he simply remembered. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnas Maranam Padasevanam. Padasevanam, goddess of fortune Lakshmi, she attained perfection simply by massaging the lotus feet of Vishnu. You have seen the picture. She is engaged in giving service to the lotus feet of Vishnu. This is called Padasevanam. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam. Archanam. Prithu Maharaj. Just like this is called Archan, deity worship. So if you engage yourself in deity worship, you get perfection. And if you engage in deity worship, in hearing, in chanting, in remember, what to speak of, then you are sure. Either of them or all of them, all facilities are there. Arjuna, Sakhyam, Arjuna made friendship with Krishna and he got the highest perfection. Krishna satisfied. Bhaktosi, Priyosi. This friendship sometimes, between friends, there are some loose words. So, sometimes fight, sometimes insulting. That is not insult, that is love. So, Arjuna had all these affairs with Krishna. Arjuna wanted to marry Krishna's sister. Krishna could understand that my friend is attached with my sister. But his elder brother, Balaram, was not agreeable. So Krishna advised Arjuna to kidnap his sister. Just see how much Krishna is affectionate to his devotee. In any way, you try to worship Krishna in either of these nine ways, you get Krishna within your hand. Vedesu durlabha adurlabha atma bhakto. You cannot understand Krishna by studying Vedas. It is very difficult. Of course, the aim of Vedas is to know Krishna. But simply by studying Vedas, you cannot understand Krishna. Vedesu durlabha. Adurlabha atma bhakto. But if you become a devotee of Krishna, he is just like within your hand. That's the gopis. They had no education. They are not nice society girls of city and town. A village girls. And born of third grade family. But they are so great devotees that Krishna was within their clutches. This is the process of devotional service. If we actually get the opportunity to become a devotee, then God realization is not very difficult. Bhaktyamam vijanati javan jaschami tattat. Simply by devotion and service, you can understand God as He is, without any bogus humbug. You will understand. Krishna says, Bhaktya Mama Vijana. He doesn't say that by jnana, by yoga, by karma, one can understand. He specifically mentions this very word, Bhaktya. Bhaktya māma vijānāti javāna jaschāmi tattat. and not to understand Krishna very vaguely. Tat-tata, in truth, tatomāṁ tat-tato gatyā viṣate tad-anantaram. And when one understands Krishna in truth, he is allowed to enter in his kingdom. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.